Now, of course, as history has gone by, it's been natural for there to be a certain amount of bleed between speech and writing. So, for example, in a distant era now, it was common when one gave a speech to basically talk like writing. So I mean the kind of speech that you see someone giving in an old movie where they clear their throat and they go, ladies and gentlemen, and then they speak in a certain way, which has nothing to do with casual speech. It's formal. It uses long sentences like this given one. It's basically talking like you write. And so, for example, we're thinking so much these days about Lincoln because of the movie. The Gettysburg Address was not the main meal of that event. For 2 hours before that, Edward Everett spoke on a topic that frankly cannot engage us today and barely did then. The point of it was to listen to him speaking like writing. Ordinary people stood and listened to that for 2 hours. It was perfectly natural. That's what people did then, speaking like writing. Well, if you can speak like writing, then logically it follows that you might want to also sometimes write like you speak. The problem was just that in the material, mechanical sense, that was harder back in the day, for the simple reason that materials don't lend themselves to it. It's almost impossible to do that with your hand, except in shorthand, and then communication is limited. On a manual typewriter, it was very difficult. And even when we had electric typewriters, or then computer keyboards, the fact is that even if you can type easily enough to keep up with the pace of speech, more or less, you have to have somebody who can receive your message quickly.